This morning is the 1 year, exact to the date, anniversary of Care and Share's hand blessing service. And therefore, it is going to be the second annual day of thanksgiving for the Care and Share ministry. It is indeed a day of thanksgiving for all of you, for all of our volunteers who care so well for one another. And I'm very happy that we have a portion of the story of Naomi and Ruth in our scripture lessons. Let me remind you that Naomi is the mother-in-law of Ruth. And Naomi has been widowed, and now both of her sons have died, and so she has two widowed daughters-in-law. And all three of them live in the land of Naomi's deceased husband's people. They were Moabites. And so Naomi, being a woman who now has no husband and has no sons, decides that she needs to go home to Judah. So she goes to say goodbye to her two widowed daughters-in-law. And one of them embraces her and says goodbye and goes on. But the other one, Ruth, does not want to part with her mother-in-law. And so Ruth says some very powerful words to Naomi. This is in an earlier part of the book than we read this morning, but I think it's a passage you may remember. Ruth says to Naomi, "Do not press me to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord do thus and so to me, and more as well, if even death parts me from you." And in saying these words, Ruth has become in Scripture a powerful symbol of commitment and care throughout all of life's changes and challenges. This very promise made by a daughter-in-law to her foreign mother-in-law is a fitting portrayal of the ministry of Care and Share here at St. Paul's. Just in recent days, Care and Share has supported a single woman in our parish who has no family living nearby through a hospitalization, major surgery, and aftercare during her recovery. This has included visits to the hospital and visits to her at home. It has included transportation, meals, helping her to keep her bills paid up to date, daily contact, and emotional support. This effort has been accomplished by what we call a care team, with the guidance of a leader who's part of our Care and Share leadership team. A group of people have worked together, similar to what a family might do, to make sure that the extraordinary needs that exist now due to this surgery are being met with ease and with grace. There are many, many stories like this that we could share with you. Sometimes people at St. Paul say, "I didn't even know that this ministry existed." Well, that is probably because there is a level of this work that is appropriately confidential and appropriately quiet. Perhaps you could even say that the Care and Share ministry is invisible, like the ministry of the Altar Guild, who lovingly and efficiently prepare everything that we need for worship, but who remain for the most part unseen in our worship. So today we want to make this ministry called Care and Share quite visible. And we want to thank the many of you who contribute as Care and Share volunteers. Susan Coulter is the fearless and formidable leader of the Care and Share ministry. And she likes to think of Care and Share with its acronym CNS, big C, small n, big S, as the central nervous system of St. Paul's.
In other words, when our central nervous system is working well, it takes care of our body. It supports all of the functions of the body: breath, movement, rest, taking in food, expressing our responses. Of course, we cannot see the central nervous system, but we know that it is working because everything that is needed for support for this entire body is offered. During the months of 2009 up to now, and as near as we can tell, you delivered 122 meals. You made sure that people had rides to church and to appointments 75 times. You took people to physical therapy, you did yard work and handyman work. And you made visits either to the hospital or someone at home 172 times. You took walks with someone who might get lost when they might venture out alone. You went to someone's house and walked their dog while they were recovering from surgery. You went grocery shopping and made friendly phone calls. And you offered respite care. In other words, you stayed with someone who is ill while their family member, who stays with them all the time, got to get out and run errands or just have a short break. And you, over 150 of you, accomplished all of these blessings and more for members of this community while they were going through a challenging time in their lives. So how does this work? The Care and Share leadership team meets once a month. We review all the care receivers and we solidify plans for assistance. Dee Barker, Ellen Fries, and Julie Kirby keep this ministry going by contacting our volunteers by phone or email and requesting specific services. Harry Kincaid oversees the entire transportation operation, making sure that people have rides wherever they need to go, as well as to church on Sunday. Larry Cupid keeps our database up to date and helps us with electronic communication and publication of ministry materials, as well as responding to specific care needs. Gordon Reynolds leads the phone call committee, who calls parishioners that are on the prayer list to let them know that we are thinking of them and their family member during whatever challenge they are having. Judy Crow oversees our ministry of hospitality in arranging receptions after a funeral. With her leadership, we have developed guidelines for planning these receptions. Judy, along with Margie Best and Susan Coulter, help us to assess what are the needs someone might have and how we might best respond to those needs. Margie also sends out get well cards or sympathy cards, and Kristen Holmes sends out birthday cards to those having hit the remarkable age of 70 or above. Most of the leadership team members, as well as some of you volunteers, have headed up care teams, organizing a small group of people who commit to long-term care for one person, perhaps who's going through an extended recovery. Susan Coulter, our leader, makes more phone calls than a lovesick teenager because there are constant needs that arise. All of us on the team talk many times in between these monthly meetings, and there isn't any time when the clergy of our church cannot turn to Susan or someone else on the team to help out when there is immediate crisis, as well as our knowledge that every day this group is supporting a whole handful of people who are in need. So that's an outline of how the leadership team works. But today is really about all of you, our volunteers. The core leadership team can organize people, but we can't deliver the aid, the assistance that is needed without your support. We can't thank you enough for being the kind of people who are ready in a moment's notice to step into the caring mode. You prepare food and deliver it. You drive a little bit out of your way and pick up someone, bringing them to church with you and taking them home. You take time out of your busy lives to visit someone who's in the hospital or can't get out of their home. And you continue to make this a priority, offering yourselves, sharing yourselves with persons who are in need of special care. Through the ministry of Care and Share, we all receive back so much more than we give. We make new friends and we renew old acquaintances. We meet people we might never run across in church, people who go to a different service, people of different ages and backgrounds and interests. We expand our horizons through this ministry, and we are blessed with thanks and with friendship that springs forth when we give. I've seen this blessing spread when people who have lost a loved one or received help during an illness or with a new baby or babies, and they were supported during their time of need, these people have come back right to us and said, "Okay, I want to be a part of this now. I want to say thanks for what you gave me by helping other people." Every single one of us sitting here will have a time, sometime in our lives, when we will need extra support. We might have family close by who take care of everything, and we may also need help from our St. Paul's family. I hope that you will never hesitate to let someone here know when you have a need. When each one of us as a member of this parish feels cared for, we have the energy then to go out into the community and share what we have received, what has been shared with us. Thanks to all of you for caring for one another so well. And thank you for allowing us to care for you. The collect appointed for today reminds us that when Jesus comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom. I would like to suggest to you also, my friends, that we are being made like Jesus now, as we love one another through service, through caring, through sharing of ourselves when needs arise. When we bring our gifts of money to support the many ministries of this parish, when we contribute items to be sent to soldiers serving in the armed forces, when we practice and then lead worship with music and song, when we schedule and lead fellowship gatherings, when we spend time with children in classes, EYC, or music, when we mow the grass, empty the garbage, change the light bulbs in this place to keep our facility well functioning, whenever we participate in the life and worship of this community, we are indeed being made like Jesus, who modeled for us an incredible example of love and of friendship. And so today, we want to offer you the opportunity to receive a blessing upon your hands, the hands that serve others so well, and in so many ways that I have not even mentioned here. We give thanks for the work of your hands, and we ask God to be with you as you extend your hands and extend your lives in service of others. After you come to the rail and receive communion, everyone is invited to walk back to the baptismal font, and we will instruct you upon placing your hands there and receiving a blessing, and you will also receive a bookmark with the blessing prayer on it. Thank you for the work of your hands. Thank you for the work and ministry of your lives. Thank you for serving others and for caring for others in so many ways. Indeed, this is our service to God.